Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Is your home or personal life feeling a little bit chaotic? Well, if so, we've brought in the professionals to help put a little bit of order on it and organise everything. Professional home organiser Anne Tehan from neatly.ie is with me in studio today to maybe give us a little bit of, simple, effective tips on how we can best declutter our personal space. Anne, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks, Emil, for having me.
Not at all. Where's the best place to start if everything at home feels like it's just chaotic?
I think two really important points for getting started. One is don't start with your sentimental items because you'll get stuck.
Yeah.
That is the hardest part.
You spend hours.
Yeah, you get stuck and then you kind of lose the motivation and you think, oh, I can't do this, and you just get overwhelmed. So that's a big one. And then the second thing would be to start small. So I think if you pick an area that really bothers you, so whether that's the junk drawer in your kitchen that you go to all the time, you can't find stuff, your kitchen counters that you see often, places that bother you the most, but keep it small.
I was going to say the kitchen then is probably the best place to start, is it? You have less sentimental attachment with typically stuff in there.
It is the easiest and the most, you're there a lot of the day, so it's kind of, it has the most impact, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the takeaway boxes and tubs that you've kept for recycling purposes, all of those additional salad bowls and dressing containers.
Yeah, and throw the spiralizer and the 10 spatulas
you have
that you don't need and you're not using, get rid of them.
There's those, the corner press in the house that's just an absolute nightmare and everything just gets bunged into it and never rooted out of.
Yeah, definitely good to go through it. Get rid of what you're not using. It's just taking up space, and that's kind of like your prime space in your kitchen. And if it's a place that you just don't like and it doesn't pull out, it has the corner ones that don't pull out, that you can't access things easily, just use it for storage and not things you're going to be pulling out every day driving you mad.
After the kitchen, where do we tackle next?
I think the bedroom, because it's nice to have a nice calm bedroom to go to every night and to chill. So if you're starting small, if you're going to do your wardrobe and your clothes, I'd say do it by category. So don't just do the whole wardrobe in one go, because you'll pull it all out, you'll get overwhelmed again and you'll be stuck and you'll shove it back in.
That's exactly what I would do now. Yeah. I would take everything out, throw it onto the ground in the bed, and then it would force me, I'd have to solve that problem or I couldn't go to bed that night.
Yeah. So start small. So maybe start with your jeans and see if you don't like them, if they don't fit you anymore and they haven't for a while, they don't make you feel good, pass them on, because somebody else will use them. A charity shop can get a bit of money for them. And then maybe the next day do your shoes or just go by category. So go small and you'll feel that you've accomplished something. So it'll motivate you for the next time that you'll continue your decluttering.
Yeah, the problem with going through the wardrobe is the amount of goal clothes that I tend to have. You know, the things that I used to fit into that I now one day think I will magically manage to get back into again.
Yeah, well, if you're going to hold on to them, definitely don't have them in your wardrobe. Put them in a box.
Well, the idea is they're supposed to inspire me, Anne.
Well, maybe one or two then. But if there's loads of them,
when the gold clothes outweighs the rest of it, it's a problem. How do you recommend maintaining this level of, our nice new organised kitchen and bedroom on a long-term basis? Because it's great for the first week and then it all falls asunder again.
Yeah, so that's what I do. I set up systems that are easy to maintain. So definitely keeping things in categories and keeping things in containers, especially in the kitchen. So you know that this is where the soups go and this is where your tins go. So you have a place for them. So then, that's where I find them and that's where I always put the things back into or the new things when I go shopping. In your wardrobe, same thing. Instead of having, if you have shelves with things folded on them, it ends up just kind of being a free-for-all. So if you get little containers, the nice clothes bins, and you just pop them in. I mean, when I do it, obviously, I beautifully file-fold them. But you don't have to do that. You can just know this is where my tops are and you throw them in there. And at least you know they're contained in that. So when you open your wardrobe, it looks nice and tidy and you know where everything is.
I've spent a lot of my time on TikTok, okay, looking at videos. And I love watching these nonsense videos about people restocking shelves and drawers in their kitchen. Are you a fan of the compartments, the containers, for whether it's the treat shelf or the pastas, the rice, the sauces, the spices?
Yeah, definitely. but not the extreme that you'd see it on TikTok, where they have far too much food.
They
have far too much
stuff. It's incredible.
And the fridge, definitely having, like, I have the little containers for the cheeses, and I don't have all the ones for the berries and all that kind of stuff, because I just think that's just more work for you, because you have to wash them.
So you're also buying all of these containers. Surely it's bringing more junk into the house.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really important that you declutter before you buy your containers. You measure before you buy your containers. Otherwise, you've got stuff in your house again that's useless. But yeah, I do like, especially for the food cupboards, having everything in a place so you know where to find things, and you don't have... And the containers, you can pull them out, so it kind of makes it into a drawer. So otherwise, you've got loads of junk at the back that you can't access.
Text here from a listener, Anne, who says, my wife is a shopping addict. She's a hoarder and she's terribly messy. She says it's just the way she is. Nothing I say or do changes anything. She refuses to get rid of anything. I've broken my wrist from falling over junk. I just got a concussion from a box of clothes falling on my head. I need help. What can I do? It's pretty serious.
You need to book neatly for that kind of level. Yeah,
you need professional help. No, but that's like, I see that, you know, what you see it with people over the years, where one is just very, very poor at throwing stuff out and getting rid of stuff. It can cause problems, like for this listener.
Absolutely. Well, I'm naturally messy. I'm a messy person. And my husband is half German and he's really tidy. And then I've two autistic girls, so they like order. So I used to call myself clutter magnet. So I trained to be a professional organiser. And I learned over the years, because I have four kids, of kind of ways of making life a bit easier.
Yeah.
And definitely when you get rid of the stuff, it makes life a lot easier. You feel a lot lighter. It takes less time to tidy your house. But yeah, definitely you need someone into declutter. And I'm good at working with people like that, because I'm a nurse and I'm used to, there's no judgment. And, you know, it's
This was what I take away from that is that you can self-teach yourself.
Yeah, you can.
To become better at this.
Yeah. But then if it doesn't bother her, okay, it's bothering him, so that's a problem.
Yeah, and that's an issue.
But if it doesn't bother her, it's not bothering her. It's probably wasting her time, though, trying to find things and, like, you know, like him falling over things. Not ideal.
Yeah, if the poor lad has a concussion and has broken his wrist, it's a problem in terms of clutter. What's your advice for people listening today, trying to get the house involved in this? Everybody in the house, a little bit of buy-in and then keeping that order in place.
I suppose for smaller kids, making it fun, putting a timer on and seeing, like, having a competition who can get the most amount of toys tidied, you know, set the timer for 10 minutes, put on really lively music that makes it more fun. For teenagers, I think it's really hard. I have a house full of teenagers, and with my son, I just close the door and I know that I can't see it. That's his space. For the others, it's kind of, I suppose, not demanding, not being narky about it, but, you know, talking about how we can do this together and as a team, blah, 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 is better than, I suppose, giving out about it.
Yeah.
And giving orders and commands. It is difficult if you have someone else in the house who's not on board. But I suppose having spaces for the other people so that they have their space and they can kind of keep it like
this
that.
Is your drawer.
Yeah. And then that you have control over your space. But yeah, teenagers, I think it's a hard one.
It's probably more of counselling advice maybe you need in that. The interesting thing, though, you know, you do have a real sense of kind of gratification when you've packed up all the black bags and stuff and you've got rid of so much rubbish and nonsense that you know you don't need or use.
Yeah, it's absolutely fab. And everyone, it's usually women that I work with, and they always, nearly always say, oh my God, I feel so much lighter. And I take away I don't take rubbish away, but I take all their donations away. So they're not sitting in the back of their car for
brilliant.
6 months.
I bring them
straight to charity shops. And if it's electrical stuff, I put them on my FreeCycle page. Greystones has a FreeCycle page, and it's brilliant. So I pop it up there and people come and pick up the things. So everything gets a second life. Use. So yeah, it does. It feels great having a clear space.
Anne Tehan, founder of neatly.ie. You can get Anne as well on Instagram at neatly. Anne, thanks a million for joining us here.
Thanks
on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.